And then MOTU, or Motus, Wednesday Blues Jam Night at McGuire's Comedy Club, which starts at 8. And that was today's edition of Concert Billboard for Tuesday, March 31st. And you guys were just listening to Hooded Fang. And I hope you guys all have an awesome day.
As 1 minute after 6 o'clock, you're listening to radio station WUSB Stony Brook. It's time once again for Off the Wall. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening, the first of our shows encompassing the Spring 2009 fundraiser here at WUSB, the station that only asks you for money twice a year and is very sincere when we do it. Joining me tonight is Spiny Norman.
Hello.
You just did a radio show this afternoon, right?
Yes.
I saw security outside, so I always know when you're on the air. Causing all kinds of problems. Welcome to Off the Wall.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You should welcome me because you've been in the studio since this afternoon.
Well, I'm in the co-pilot seat now, so.
Apparently you're just not leaving.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
No, don't hit the microphone. That sounds very unprofessional. Now, you were just warning me before, just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with. If I touch the microphone I'm talking into now, it might cut out.
It might cut out. And
but here's the thing. The headphones are cutting out still after 3 weeks, so I can't tell if the microphone is cutting out or the headphones are cutting out. You see? So that's my dilemma.
And also the CD player cuts out, and you have to hit above the VU meters.
What do you have to hit above the VU meter? Which ones?
Right there.
On the main board?
Yeah.
I have to hit that? What's there?
Because you'll see one channel will kick out.
Well, yeah, but that's not where the problem is. That's just the meter.
Yeah, but that's where you hit it.
I think if you just hit anything, the vibration will cause something to reset. Folks, yes, obviously we need help. And, Finn has brought in more headphones.
All right.
Thank you, Finn.
Can't wait to get these nice and greasy.
I don't know where to plug them into. You know where to plug those in?
Well, yes, I do, but let me unknot them first.
Why don't you do that? We have Finn in the other room who will be taking phone calls, hopefully. That's up to you, our listeners. See if
I have a question about
you're
that.
Out there listening. Yes.
Since Finn is answering phone calls, mm-hmm. does that mean our deal is off?
No. We have a deal. I bribed you to stay because nobody was here when we got here. Well, I got here except for you. It was amazing. We didn't have pledge forms. We didn't have people. Microphone cutting in and out. Headphones cutting in and out. I love this place. It's amazing. It's like a third world country like trying to make it through a year without pestilence and plague. Except in our case, it's electronics and other catastrophes that are plaguing us. Okay, now you just plug that in, and I lost my head. Okay, they're back. All right, do they work? Your headphones work?
Yeah, you probably should have the good ones.
I should have the good ones. Well, can the bad ones reach you?
Yeah.
Hang on, thanks. All right, oops. Now hit the microphone. Now that's tangled up.
Ah, it's ridiculous.
And feedback. Wow, is this what I sound like? This is awful.
I have to move the mic.
Yeah, but you know...
Get ready.
No, there's something wrong.
Told you.
There's something wrong here because the volume on this is way too loud. All right. I guess I have to turn...
There's a volume switch on the...
On the headphones themselves?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the... Where? I don't see it anywhere. I'm just going to turn the master volume down. It's the only thing. And it's all staticky when I do that. You know, people love to hear us complain. I know that because I get all kinds of letters and things. In fact, the phone's ringing already. We haven't even asked people to call in yet. It's probably management saying, stop whatever you're doing. Okay, I'm trying to get the right level on these headphones. You know what? Why don't you take these headphones? I'll take those ones. I'm more comfortable with the ones that are cutting in and out rather than the ones that are booming in my ear.
You really?
Yeah, I really am. I think these are more suited for you.
Okay.
All right? Oh, hold on one second, folks.
Ready? Go.
Fire drill here. You know what kind.
All right, that's better. Oh, I just lost them completely. Hang on. Ow. All right. I lost the headphones. I don't hear anything now.
So,
I outsmarted myself, apparently, but they don't work anymore.
You want these back?
Well, no, I want headphones that work is all I want. Oh, there we go. Okay. This time it wasn't the headphones. It was the switch on the board that was the problem. Because when I touched that, it all came back. You can sit down again.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
It'll feedback.
Why is it doing that?
Because it's so loud.
Oh, so wait, this volume controls you as well?
Yes.
All right, so I'll turn myself down. But now I'm too low in the old headphones. You see the conundrum? All right, I'll live with this. It's all about adversity. Finn's on the phone inside. You know, taking personal calls while we're doing the fundraiser is just... Oh, it is a pledge. Okay, good. But don't get too friendly. Right. Yes, we're here, folks, to keep this place going. And yes, this place does keep going year after year. It's been here since 1977. And hopefully it'll be here till 2077 at least. What do you think?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I validated my parking till then.
That would be nice. Yeah. This is only one bit of the adversity we have to go through here. Stony Brook is filled with challenges. It makes you into a stronger person. It really does. Would you say that?
It's better than have to walk 10 blocks.
We don't have blocks here.
I don't know other
They're
way
called
to
sectors. We call them sectors.
Sectors?
Like Star Trek, yeah.
Clicks?
Clicks, yes. That's like Battlestar or something. Yeah, so you have to figure out the parking challenge. I've got to figure out the headphone challenge. And, of course, some people try to figure out the academic challenge in addition. But it's all part of life. It's all part of the experience. Okay, so yeah, this is where we are. We're one of the nation's few remaining community radio stations, college community radio stations out there that's not taken over by... an evil corporation or an evil religion or an evil format or something like that. Basically, we do as we please and we do as you please. That's what community-funded radio is all about. But the only way we can continue to do that is if people are out there voicing their support. Right?
Yes.
Anything I say doesn't make sense?
No.
Good. Okay.
You whistle the truth and I nod in agreement.
Yes. I can't hear you nodding. So
no.
Facing the other way. Basically what we do is we come to you every now and then asking for your support. And I know in these times of the economy, I didn't say that right, these times of economic suckage, what's the right word?
I'd go with suckage.
Yeah. It's hard, it's difficult, it's almost impossible sometimes. But, you know, it also, it's a two-handed sword there, right? Yeah, because it hurts us as well, things... are hard for us to accomplish. The economy affects everybody, so that's why we ask anybody who can afford anything to lend their hands so that we can use those hands.
Both of them.
Yeah. Our number is 631-632-9872. What we're offering today, we have a special deal that we're donating to the radio station ourselves. And you only just heard about this, Spiney. It's the Best of 2600 book. Look, there it is on the screen.
I know. That's what I passed on, huh?
I offered you this. I offered you, I believe it was some kind of illicit substance or the book. And you went with the substance.
I went with the substance. You said the book or the beer. And I chose beer over the book. Only because that looks like a lot of reading.
We're putting beer in quotes, aren't we?
Sure.
Yeah.
That looks, what is it, like 1,000 pages?
It's pretty big. I think about 700 pages. It's huge. I wish I had a copy with me, but I don't have the strength to pick it up myself. It's the Best of 2600. Not only is it the Best of 2600, but it'll be autographed personally to you, if you call us, within the next 51 minutes. No, I'm sorry, 49 minutes.
Who autographs it?
I'll autograph it, I guess, failing anybody else. It'll be autograph to you personally, the person who calls in and pledges, 631-632-9872. That's for a pledge of $50. Now, you also get, in addition to that, other things for $50. In fact, Finn is going to figure it out with you when you call up, and he'll basically be very generous, and you might get a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or something else in addition from WUSB. So the Best of 2600 book, that's sort of thrown in there as an extra. So, here's the thing. There's only one person in the tally room, so we want him to go crazy. We want him to have more calls than he can handle. 631-632-9872. You can call from anywhere in the world. As long as you call in the next 48 minutes, you'll be able to take advantage of that deal. I want to thank Jonathan from Shirley for calling in, and thanks for his support of Off the Wall and WUSB. So it's always great to know there are listeners out there. But we know there are more listeners out there, and this is the time where you can really make a big difference in keeping this radio station on the air. And, you know, you look around and you see radio stations just disappearing left and right. I mean, have you noticed that, Spiney? There used to be a lot more non-commercial radio out there than there is now.
Now I think we're the last one in the Western Hemisphere, right?
We're not the last one, but no? If I could pretty much tell you what's left on Long Island. There's a station at Hofstra, which is a pretty good station, but you can only get them in Nassau County. There's a religious station that pretty much took over a frequency right next to them, so you can't really get them out here anymore. There used to be a station in Southampton, but that got taken over by NPR, pretty much. They do have some kind of local music, I believe, but not very much. Nothing like WUSB. We are not affiliated with any network that will take over our programming. So there used to be more stations like this, 24 hours a day, run by students, run by the community, but not anymore, because it's hard to run these places. It's almost impossible, and that's why they're disappearing. That's why they're being turned over to NPR. That's why they're being turned into religious stations. That's why they're even going commercial in some areas. And, you know, it's affecting commercial radio as well. You know, K-Rock is gone now. They disappeared. What are they called, K-Now or something? It's, well, I mean, I don't really weep for the commercial radio stations, but it's endemic of what we're facing in the radio business these days. Basically, licenses, especially in the commercial band that's above 92, are worth so much money that anything experimental is pretty much doomed to failure at some point, unless there's a whole lot of support, and that's where listeners like you come in. Now, we're on the other side. Two calls on the line. Thank you. Three calls online. Oh, that's great. Finn's starting to tear his hair out. That's good to know. 631-632-9872. And please be patient if you call in. You might be put on hold, but it's worth it in the end. But, yeah, we're on the left side of 92, which means that we're non-commercial. By law, we're non-commercial. Above 92, you have the option of airing commercials or not, but below 92, you cannot. But a lot of stations aren't really as non-commercial as we are. What I mean by that is that if you're part of a massive network that calls itself nonprofit, but actually pays its executives hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not going to name names, but they do have three letters. And they're a good network for the most part. They have some nice commercial, non-commercial programming, but it's very, very powerful, very, very big, very, very all-encompassing, and not at all local. Not run by students. You see, those stations get taken over left and right. If you were to go down the dial from 91.9, which is the first possible frequency, all the way down to 88.1, which is the last possible frequency on the non-commercial section, count the number of times you hear the same program coming from that particular three-letter network. And I'll bet it'll be more than five. And that's true almost anywhere you are in the country. Now, that's a good thing because the programming is all right, but it's a bad thing when it shuts out alternative voices and keeps students, keeps community members from actually having the chance to work in radio, to experiment themselves, to get their hands on. Imagine if this place were not here for us back in our formulative years. Spiny, remember those formulative years? A long, long time ago.
I was formulating.
When we first stumbled into the door and someone opened the door for us and let us in and showed us what to do. And we've been doing it ever since. Yeah. Imagine if that didn't happen. What would have become of us? You know? What we'd be doing instead? Can't even begin to imagine because I'm just not that imaginative. But, wow. Yeah. All right, we have two calls on the line now. Finn is looking aggravated, which is how we want him to look. 631-632-9872. Again, the pledge level, $50, best of 2600 book, autographed, personalized to you, and also other neat stuff that we have here at the radio station for $50 pledge. It's flexible. It's whatever you want. Well, it's not anything you want. It's whatever you want within the parameters of a $50 pledge. And you'll have a conversation with Finn, a very pleasant conversation, I might add. And you'll leave the conversation feeling as if you were taken care of.
Have you seen the new military caps?
No, I've heard about them, though. In fact, Jonathan pledged for one just now in Shirley. Do you have one?
No.
Oh. Well, you said that like you're going to show me what they look like, but we have military caps now?
Yes.
Military caps.
What does that mean? Like the tri-cornered Napoleon hat? That was a military hat.
Is it a beret?
Is it a beret, right?
Some kind of like helmet like the bobbies wear in England?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know how we'd package those to send them out. But, okay, that's just one of the many cool new things that we have here at the radio station. Always thinking of new things. But in order to keep doing the new things, we need to be here. We need to have this place running. And as you can see, it's a challenge keeping the place running, keeping the equipment working. But we get through it. And throughout that all, we bring all kinds of new music, alternative conversation, listener feedback, really wacky stuff that nobody else has the guts to do. Right?
Right.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else on this island that has the guts to do what we do. Or the freedom. Okay, the phone lines are open now. Finn actually thinks he can walk around now. No, that's not going to happen because the phone lines are going to start ringing again. 631-632-9872. Teach Finn a lesson that we have a lot of listeners out there and we're going to keep him busy.
Does he have his shoes off again?
632. I can't see if his shoes are off, but... yeah, he's looking a little too relaxed there. Now, again, $50, this is only going to be for this hour, up until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. $50 pledge, autographed copy of The Best of 2600, the huge compilation that came out last year of 2600 articles since 1984 up until 2008.
Would you say it's a compendium?
I'd say that. I would have said that if you hadn't said it. Something else. It's unbelievable. Basically, you go through that book and you realize just how much we've been through in the last 25 years in the hacker world. And for those of you who don't know what The Best of 2600 is, it's the magazine, the 2600 Hacker magazine that has been coming out since 1984, printing all kinds of amazing stories and articles about their... Finn, you're in here now. Okay. Well, we have people to thank. Thank you very much. We have Tom to thank from Mount Sinai. Tom, thank you very much for your generous pledge. And thanks to all the other people calling in. 631-632-9872 is our telephone number. Okay, let's look at what's been going on in the world.
Tom didn't take the book.
Well, no, I think he might have. Did he say he didn't want the book? He pledged more than what the book...
Oh, okay.
We were offering the book for.
I guess that's the book plus.
Yeah,
the...
All right. Well, they'll sort it all out inside the tally room. That's what they'll do. 631-632-9872. I'd like to see as many phone calls come in as humanly possible, because every phone call makes a difference here. Every bit matters. Okay, let's see. All kinds of stories about... this is really depressing. Community radio stations falling apart, newspapers folding. This is the latest thing. Newspapers are folding left and right. What do you think about that? This digital age.
Newspapers folding left and right. That's not very funny.
Yeah, you know how I meant it, though. I didn't mean it that way. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, they're gone. Rocky Mountain News is gone. The chain that owns the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, they're in bankruptcy. Other papers, large and small, teetering on the brink. I believe the Detroit Free Press is not going to be coming out every day anymore. And we also have New York Times that's going to stop printing the Long Island edition of the Sunday newspaper, which is something I remember growing up. Chicago Sun-Times, this is today, the Sun-Times Media Group, said it's filed for bankruptcy protection. They'll continue to operate their newspapers and online sites while they focus on further improving their cost structure and stabilizing operations. But sure doesn't look good. They own 59 newspapers as well as their online sites. So newspaper business seems to be dying and being replaced by all this online stuff, which, you know, in some ways it's good, but some ways it's awful, you know? Some ways, when you don't have journalists that are out there looking for stories, and you just have a bunch of bloggers, you don't really have the same kind of cutting edge as far as uncovering stories and having sources and getting access to information. And I think we're all going to be paying the price for that in a rather bad way.
What's Ed Lowe going to do now?
I don't know. Well, you know, columnists always seem to find a way to survive. They'll just become, you know, bloggers with sizable paychecks. But as far as you know, the ability to uncover a story like Watergate or something like that, you know, we have the Washington Post going out there and actually paying people to do investigative journalism. When you don't have news bureaus in all the cities around the world. Are you going to sneeze or something?
No.
Look like you were going to. Okay. It just, I don't know. I'm worried about the future because two things I prize very much are the printed word and non-commercial radio, and they're both in danger. And I guess, you know, it's up to us to rescue them, to basically step in and help out wherever we can. Now, this, not to say that these businesses, these organizations, these concepts can't do with a bit of change. A bit of trimming, perhaps, a bit of upgrading for the technological age. But when they disappear completely, that's when I think we've really lost something. You know, when there's no more non-commercial radio to hear, when there are no more newspapers to read in your particular town, that's something that can't really be replaced. So think about this. We should all be thinking about this. 631-632-9872. We're taking pledges today. Again, for a $50 pledge, you'll get the best of 2600, the 700-page compendium of 2,600 articles throughout the years, autographed in your name, and you'll get additional WUSB merchandise incentives, things like that, for calling us and keeping the radio station going. 631-632-9872. You can call from anywhere in the world. As long as you call before 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you'll get these items, and you'll help keep the radio station going. More important than anything. Okay, Spiny, you're going to help me with this. I did this.
What, your homework?
Almost. I've had a busy week. I've had an interesting week doing all kinds of things. I saw a fox yesterday. That was kind of cool. That put me in a good mood for at least the next 3 days.
Were you watching the Nature Channel again?
No. Just looking out the window, and a fox went strolling by.
In your neighborhood, I believe that.
I thought it was a cat at first, and I looked at the tail, and I looked at the head, and I said, no, that's no cat. I don't know how do fox tie in with cats. Do they get along with cats? You know, they're sort of
they
halfway
love
between
them.
Dogs and cats.
They love them. They're tasty.
They're like a, well, very funny. They're like a, they have a dog head but a cat body, something like that. So, anyway, yeah, I saw a fox. You don't see foxes very often. Wait, can you say foxes or fox? What's the plural of fox?
So fox eye.
I don't know that. But, yeah, so that put me in a good mood. But the other thing that put me in a good mood was I went to this thing that you're familiar with in Brooklyn the other night called Roller Derby.
Speaking of foxes.
Yeah, very good. this is, it's amazing. It was a season opener at Long Island University in Brooklyn. And I guess, you know, I never really, Roller Derby has been on television, and it's been the butt of many jokes. But this is the first time I actually went and saw it in person. How would you describe roller derby? It's basically, is it just a female sport, or
it's great fun? No, it's a male sport too.
I've never
but
seen
who
male
wants to go to that?
Derby. I've never heard of male roller derby, to be honest. I mean, basically, you're skating around in circles, and I think the object is to pass each other, or for one person to pass the others, or something like that.
Right.
And there's a lot of pushing and shoving and tackling, things like that going on. It's amazingly, surprisingly exciting, but also very confusing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the rules here, and you tell me if you understand this, because I'll tell you, when we were all watching, and the place was full, everybody was looking at this book, trying to understand the rules as things were going on. And the scoring is kind of weird. The game I saw ended in a score of 188-64, which was, I guess that's what's called a slaughter. And it's kind of appropriate because it was the team that lost was known as the Boston Massacre. And they sure got massacred. They were playing against the Gotham Girls All-Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
And I want to ask some questions about the teams, too. But basically, okay, this is Roller Derby 101 here. Each team fields five players at a time. Okay, I understood that. Out of those five players, four are known as blockers, and one is known as a jammer. And the jammer is the point scorer. Jammer is the only person who can score the points, but there are four blockers. The four blockers from each team line up together and form a pack, while the two jammers line up 30 feet behind. Two jammers because there are two teams. One jammer for each team. All right. The skater wearing the star on her helmet is the jammer. So they have this little adhesive star.
Both jammers have scars.
Yes, they both have stars on each opposing team. The skater wearing the stripe on her helmet is called the pivot. The pivot is the pack leader, kind of like a quarterback. All right. On the first whistle, which is one short blast, the pack begins moving. On the second whistle, two short blasts, the jammers take off. So the jammers are behind the pack. Blow the whistle once, the pack takes off around the circuit, and then second whistle, the jammers take off a couple of seconds later. Okay, on the first lap, the jammers earn no points, but the first jammer to legally pass each blocker on the opposing team and clear the pack is called lead jammer. And you can tell if a skater is a lead jammer by looking at her designated jammer ref. And the referee is all over the place. I think there's at least five different refs. He, and it's always a he, too, he will point to the jammer and hold up an L. In our case, he just sort of made his arms into an L shape and just kept pointing at her. The lead jammer reserves the right to strategically end the jam before the 2 minutes are completed by repeatedly gesturing with her hands on her hips. If both jammers commit fouls on their first lap, there is no lead jammer in that jam, and it will run for the full 2 minutes. Yeah, I guess everyone just skates around in circles. jammers lose lead jammer status if they are sent to the penalty box during the jam. After a jammer completes her initial lap, she scores 1 point for each opposing skater she passes. Jammers automatically score points against opposing skaters serving in the penalty box, which is an easy way to score, I guess. And jammer referees hold up fingers at the conclusion of each lap for points just earned. All right, so you understood all of that? It's very complicated when you see it for the first time. All right, the one thing I couldn't figure out, and maybe you can explain this to me. I was watching this. They start a few seconds later. The jammers start a few seconds after the pack gets started.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it make sense for the opposing teams to simply skate faster than the jammer and make it so that they can never pass them?
You can't skate faster than your lead.
Why can't you? Is that a rule?
Yeah.
Really, that's a rule. You can't skate faster than your lead. Oh, you're just making this up.
No.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. It's been years since I won.
Well, the other thing I noticed was that as soon as somebody became the lead jammer, the other jammer fell way back behind. She didn't try catching up. It seemed like she fell almost a full circuit behind. Now, what I was wondering was, if she were to pass the lead jammer, would she then become the lead jammer, or is that a permanent thing for that particular jam? For that particular jam, is it a permanent fixture that you're the lead jammer?
I think so.
Okay. All right. I couldn't understand. You can score points even if you're not the lead jammer by passing the other team. I learned that as well. But it seemed weird that she would fall so far back behind and didn't seem to be trying as hard.
I think you only score points if you're the lead.
I saw points come up for both teams after a particular jam.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I think you're wrong on that. Or at least maybe they were doing it wrong. So yeah, each 2 minute play is called a jam. Between each jam, there are 30 seconds for teams to line up for the next jam. There are two halves and a bout. Each half is 30 minutes long and has an unlimited number of jams. Teams may freely substitute players between jams, except for players stuck in the penalty box. And you can get into the penalty box by blocking with forearms, hands, elbows, or a helmet, tripping, kicking, or blocking with feet or legs, blocking while 20 feet ahead of or behind the pack, which is known as out of play, Blocking a skater in her back or head, blocking while out of bounds, or blocking a skater who is out of bounds, skating out of bounds to get around other skaters, known as cutting the track, or illegal procedures, false starts, too many skaters on the track. Yeah, a major penalty cost 1 minute of jam time in the box served immediately. 4 minor penalties also cost 1 minute of jam time in the box served immediately. And refs point skaters to the box with one finger to indicate a major, 4 fingers for 4 minors. Yeah, okay, you know, seeing this for the first time is a bit much for me to take in, but it was a lot of fun to see. Now, the other thing that really kind of confused me, this was supposed to be a doubleheader. The first team we saw was the Wall Street Traders versus the Suburban Brawl, and apparently that's how all the names are of these particular teams. You were talking about a Suffolk County one, what was it called? Well, you wanted to start a Suffolk County team.
I wanted, yeah, and someone beat me to it, but...
Uh-huh. What was the name of the team going to be?
The Maulers.
The Maulers. Suffolk County Maulers.
Maulers. There's a pun on the mall.
That's pretty good. That's
strip
pretty good.
Maulers.
So we saw that game, Wall Street Traders versus Suburban Brawl. They played for 30 minutes, and then they stopped. The game was over. And then, you know, it says right here that it consists of 2 30-minute halves. About consists of 2 halves, 30 minutes each. But they stopped. Then the next game started, the Gotham Girls All-Stars versus the Boston Massacre, and that went for 2 halves. So does that make any sense to you? I think one was an exhibition game.
Was it? Does it say there? Because it's the opener, so that's usually what happens.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't understand how any of this works. Are those all-star teams or are those regular teams?
I never heard the first 2 ones.
Okay, so maybe those are all-star teams.
But the Gotham Girls are great.
All right. I've never talked about roller derby before, on the air or in real life, and it's an incredible experience, and you're hearing it here live over WUSB. More history being made on these airwaves. So how'd you get involved in this?
We used to go up to the Bronx. It was like a crusty, seedy old roller skating rink that would let them do the derby there, and it was great fun.
Wow.
You were allowed to sneak booze in and everything. It was cool.
You know, that's the thing. They didn't have any of that in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and that took a lot of the fun out of it.
Yeah, it sure did. Not that you need that to have fun. It's just, you know, part of the whole atmosphere, I would imagine. Kind of cool, though. And you say this men's roller derby, but I never heard of that. Do they have teams?
I'm sure it's out there, but who cares?
Uh-huh. Well, maybe women care. I don't know. It's kind of weird and interesting. Okay. That's about all I can say about roller derby. And I'm about as confused as when I walk in here. So you really didn't give me much.
It's all there in black and white.
Alright.
Just watch a couple more bouts and you'll get it.
I guess. What kind of people get involved anyway? Does it pay the rent or is it just a volunteer thing?
I don't know, but it pays for a traveling team to come all the way up here.
Yeah, by Greyhound bus. Wow, that's amazing. From Boston to New York to Jersey.
That's traditional.
All kinds of other places. Alright.
Arizona.
Have we been getting any calls? No, apparently roller derby does not bring in the calls. 631-632-9872. Folks, we're serious here. We need more people calling in to keep this place alive.
You still giving away the book?
Well, I said I was going to give it away till 7, didn't I?
Wow.
I'm a man of my word.
How many of them do you have?
We'll keep getting more if we have to. But, again, you have to call during the show. That's the only condition. And people always email us afterwards saying, oh, I listen later. Yeah, but you know, you guys knew there was a fundraiser coming up, and you know how we do it. You know, you don't have to listen to the show. You can call from wherever you happen to be at this time and ask us what we're offering and be surprised. But the important thing is that you call now, 631-632-9872. Spiny, I think you should bring in the next call. Keep talking until that phone starts lighting up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't read the book.
Well, you don't have to read the book, and neither have the people calling in. So you could sort of express your wonderment as to what it's all about together.
I know what it's about. It's all that technical jargon that I just don't understand.
Well, then why would you be interested in the book?
That's why I went for the beer instead.
You weren't supposed to say that. No. No, there's all kinds of things in there for the technical and non-technical people.
What, pictures? You got pictures in there?
Well, it's mostly words. I mean, it's really, we're about words in the magazine. It's about explaining technology, but it's also about history.
Is that hardcover?
Oh, it's very hardcover, yes. I wish I had a copy with me because you hear how heavy it sounds when you drop it. But basically, it's something that your grandmother could read, probably. Parts of it. Not all of it. There are technical things in there, but there are all kinds of interesting little bits of history about how the Bell system was broken up, about how the Internet was starting to be formed, all kinds of things going back to the 80s. Things have changed so much. I mean, you remember this place. Well, this place hasn't really changed that much. Pretty much the same technology that we've had 20 years ago. But if you look at the rest of the world, you see things. Well, the phones here, for instance. You used to have real phones. Remember those? Rotary dial phones.
Yes.
I can still hear those in the Voice of Long Island that we re-air every Friday night. The world has changed, and reading this book, you'll be able to participate in that, feel it yourself, in the words of the people that were there. But you got to call 631-632-9872 to be a part of that. Get your autographed copy, which you can stick it on eBay if you have to, you know, raise a pretty penny that way. 631-632-9872, we have one call.
Okay. For a pledge of what is this going for?
Pledge of $50. You get the book, but you also get whatever we offer for $50 here at the radio station. So if we offer a sweatshirt and a hat for $50, you get that in addition. But you can shape that to however you wish to shape it. You just have to negotiate with our
is that a bargain? Like if I went to buy that somewhere else, it would cost more than $50, right?
Well, honestly, it would cost, if you just bought the book, it would cost less. But if you tried to get the book and the other items that we're offering in addition, it would cost far more.
And do the good deed.
Yeah, the important thing is, it's for the radio stations to keep this place on the air. And that should be the primary reason why you're calling up. That should also be the reason why you're calling your friends and using guilt trips or whatever it takes to get them to call in as well. Because one day, you know, you might tune to 90.1 FM in Suffolk County and hear something else. Something very different.
Which is worse, you think? Going
very similar to everything else.
Going commercial or going religious?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Well, you can't go commercial below 92 unless they change the rules.
Yeah, so you'd have to go God.
And the thing is, I've got nothing against God, all right? And religion, fine. Whatever floats your boat. But the thing is, when you take a non-commercial radio station to pitch a product, and that's what they're doing, then you're robbing from other people. You're robbing from people who could be benefiting from radio in other ways. And most of the time, these religious stations are simply satellites of other religious stations in other parts of the country. And the same thing for the NPR stations. Yeah, I said it, National Public Radio. They're constantly re-airing the same signal left and right everywhere. So you're not getting original content. Here at WUSB, you're getting original content. I guarantee you, this program is not being aired on any other frequency right now. It's on the internet, but it's not anywhere but 90.1 on the FM dial. So if you're hearing that, and you might ask, well, I'm outside the listening range. Why should I support a radio station that I can't even receive on my radio? And Spiny, I believe you have the answer for that.
Yes, because you can receive it via the intranets.
Mm-hmm. All the intranets carry WUSB. WUSB.fm is our website. And if there were no radio station, there'd be no website. And there'd be no streaming, and there'd be no archives, and all kinds of things like that. So keep all that in mind. In the 22 minutes we have left, 631-632-9872. And yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard to come on the air and beg for money, just like it's hard to go in the street and beg for money. We've all been there. We've all done that as well. Some of us are still doing that.
Yeah.
And it's essential. If you're going to survive, you have to do this. Either that or you have to get funding from somewhere else. And if you get funding from someplace else, then you lose your individuality because you get taken over by some other entity. That's the problem. But it's also, it doesn't have to be the problem. It can be our salvation. Oh, boy, I'm sounding religious now, aren't I? But our listeners are our sponsors. They're our investors. Join the one caller on the line, 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. I'd like to read some quotes. But here's some quotes from the American Taliban.
Oh, it's not about your book?
No, it's not about the book. I can read quotes about the book, but some of them use obscene language.
Oh.
No. Here's a quote. We should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. We want punk. What's that word?
Punctilious.
Punctilious, thank you.
You won't say anything I said.
Punctilious. Well, I can blame you. About locating and punishing only Hitler and his top officers. We carpet bombed German cities. We killed civilians. That's war, and this is war. That's Ann Coulter talking about, I guess, Iraq. She also says, not all Muslims may be terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. How about this? Being nice to people is, in fact, one of the incidental tenets of Christianity. as opposed to other religions whose tenets are more along the lines of kill everyone who doesn't smell bad and doesn't answer to the name Muhammad. These are the people that represent the other airwaves that are out there that you hear on commercial radio that have no problem getting on the radio and don't have to ever beg for money because it's all taken care of. Who we have to thank? We have Michael from Chicago. Thank you, Michael, for pledging. And hope you enjoy your 2600 book when it comes your way. 631-632-9872. Please join the people who have called in and pledged already by calling that number and keeping this place going. How about this quote? With all due respect to those dear people, my friend, God Almighty does not hear the prayer of a Jew. That's Bailey Smith said that. Who's Bailey Smith?
That's an old one, isn't it?
Well,
didn't Farwell say that?
I think maybe. I don't know. These are all about religion and politics and things like that. Yes, religion and politics do mix. America is a nation based on biblical principles. Christian values dominate our government. The test of those values is the Bible. Politicians who do not use the Bible to guide their public and private lives do not belong in office. That was said by Beverly LaHaye of Concerned Women for America. Yeah. Or how about this? Don't have to just stick to religion. Republican representative from California, Bob Dornan. Don't use the word gay unless it's an acronym for got AIDS yet. Yeah, these are the people that are out there. All right, we're not just like theorizing as to the ignorance and the intolerance that exists in our nation. This is the mainstream. We're the ones that are the exception. And you got to keep us going. Otherwise, you're just going to hear the mainstream. 631-632-9872. How about there should be absolutely no separation of church and state in America? From David Barton of some organization called Wall Builders, which I can understand why it's called that. Sodomy is a graver sin than murder. Unless there is life, there can be no murder, according to David Trausch. You know, I wish I knew who these people were, but he's got one of those, you know, reverend garments on or
collar,
a priest or something like that. Yeah, he's got the collar with the cloth.
You can buy them anywhere.
The governor of Alabama, Bob James, said, behind this judicial wall of separation, there's a tyranny of lies that will fall. I say to you, my friends, let it fall. A good bud whipping and then a prayer is a wonderful remedy.
That's from Alabama? Huh.
Yeah.
Go figure.
That's actually one of the least offensive ones, too. Okay, that one's too disgusting. I'm going to read that.
Ah, come on.
No. I
are you censoring? That's something a commercial radio station would do.
If you got to castrate your miserable self with a piece of rusty barbed wire, do it. There, is that, you happy I said that now?
Is that out of context?
No, that's Fred Phelps said that. Westboro Baptist Church. But he's a lunatic anyway. So anything he says is going to be crazy. I don't even want to read anything he says. We all know he's nuts. Even the mainstream people know he's nuts. George Bush Sr. Heard of him?
Heard of him.
Former president of the United States. I don't know that atheists should be considered citizens, nor should they be considered patriots. This is one nation under God. You see Family Guy on Sunday?
No.
Brian the dog is an atheist.
Really?
Yeah.
A cartoon character.
Impressed. You know, at the end of the show, he's still an atheist, which is kind of cool. All right. When science and the Bible differ, science has obviously misinterpreted its data. That's according to Henry Morris, founder of the Institute for Creation Research.
Brilliant.
Yeah. How about James Dobson from Focus on the Family? Those who control the access to the minds of children will set the agenda for the future of the nation and the future of the Western world. State universities, such as Stony Brook, are breeding grounds, quite literally, for sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV, homosexual behavior, unwanted pregnancies, abortions, alcoholism, and drug abuse. Today's children, they're damned. They're gone. James Dobson there. Remember James Watt, Secretary of the Interior?
Yes.
We don't have to protect the environment. The second coming is at hand. Oh, yeah. And Jerry Falwell, your friend Jerry Falwell, the late Jerry Falwell. We're fighting against humanism. We're fighting against liberalism. We are fighting against all the systems of Satan that are destroying our nation today. Our battle is with Satan himself. AIDS is the wrath of just God against homosexuals. To oppose it would be like an Israelite jumping in the Red Sea to save one of Pharaoh's charioteers. The Bible is the inerrant word of the living God. It is absolutely infallible, without error, in all matters pertaining to faith and practice, as well as in areas such as geography, science, history, etc.
So jump into the waters to save your enemy, as in love thy enemy? Is that kind of
something like that. AIDS is not just God's punishment for homosexuals. It is God's punishment for the society that tolerates homosexuals. If you're not a born-again Christian, you're a failure as a human being. Yeah, Jerry Falwell.
Do you see who's going to be here speaking tomorrow?
Well, not Jerry Falwell. He died a couple years ago.
No, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, who?
That the Reverend guy from the Church of Stop Shopping.
Oh, Reverend Billy.
Yeah.
Awesome. He was on Off the Hook a few weeks ago. All right, we have one call on the line. People outraged by what they're hearing. You should be outraged. You could be hearing that on this radio station in the future when it goes Christian, and it could happen. It could very well happen. You know, you laugh, and I laugh too, but think about it. Think of the economics of the situation, you know. If a radio station is just simply hemorrhaging funds, then the owners of that radio station, namely the State University of Stony Brook, or the State University of New York, rather, might say, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth having all these evil people on the air. Fortunately, they don't think that way, but they could. They could one day think that way and say, let's just sell the license, make a ton of money. I hope I'm not giving them ideas. Could happen. Let's hear what Jesse Helms has to say. The New York Times and Washington Post are both infested with homosexuals themselves. Just about every person down there is a homosexual or lesbian. Down there? He's in North Carolina. How can you say down there? He means up there. All Latins are volatile people. Hence, I was not surprised at the volatile reaction. I'm not sure what he's referring to there. Your tax dollars are being used to pay for grade school classes that teach our children that cannibalism, wife swapping, and murder of infants and the elderly are acceptable behavior. Cannibalism? I'm just curious what he's referring to when he says that. And finally, homosexuals are weak, morally sick wretches. Jesse Helms. And he's still senator, isn't he? Is he still senator?
No,
no he's not? I don't know. Is he gone? Well, there's plenty of people to take his place. Jimmy Swaggart, for instance. The media is ruled by Satan, but yet I wonder if many Christians fully understand that. Also, will they believe what the media says, considering that its aim is to steal, kill, and destroy? Sex education classes in our public schools are promoting incest. Evolution is a bankrupt speculative philosophy, not a scientific fact. Only a spiritually bankrupt society could ever believe it. Only atheists could accept this satanic theory. How about John Ashcroft? A bit more recent, the former attorney general. Civilized people, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, all understand that the source of freedom and human dignity is the Creator. Yeah, it's not so far in the past, folks. It's still here. It's not just Joe McCarthy. Remember Joe McCarthy? Okay. Good friend of ours. Today we are engaged in a final all-out battle between communistic atheism and Christianity. You know, that's from the 1950s he said that, but is it so different than what people are saying today? Is it so different? Those people are out there. They're very powerful. They have a lot of folks on their side. And that's fine. You know, that's all part of free speech and things like that, but when you start losing other forms of speech and only hearing that, then you really are in trouble. All right, how about this Kansas Senate Republican, Kay O'Connor? I'm an old-fashioned woman. Men should take care of women, and if men were taking care of women today, we wouldn't have to vote. Oh, it's great. Joseph Schleidler from the Pro-Life Action League. I would like to outlaw contraception. Contraception is disgusting. People using each other for pleasure. Oh, yeah, that's one of the biggest problems we have. I can't read that one. Pat Buchanan. Remember Pat Buchanan? Our culture is superior. Our culture is superior because our religion is Christianity, and that is the truth that makes men free. There are no politics to polarize us then, to magnify every slight. The Negroes of Washington had their public schools, restaurants, bars, movie houses, playgrounds, and churches, and we had ours. Rail as they will about discrimination, women are simply not endowed by nature with the same measures of single-minded ambition and the will to succeed in the fiercely competitive world of Western capitalism. Yeah. Okay, let's finish this off with Pat Robertson. The Islamic people, the Arabs, were the ones who captured Africans, put them in slavery, and sent them to America as slaves. Why do the people in America want to embrace the religion of slavers? Just like what Nazi Germany did to the Jews, so liberal America is now doing to the evangelical Christians. It's no different. More terrible than anything suffered by any minority in history. All right. Great. 631-632-9872. That's just a taste of what's to come if we're not careful and we don't protect things that are valuable to us. And I like to think WUSB is valuable to us. What do you think?
Yes.
All right. Well, finally, tell us why somebody should call, and I'll try to find something else to kill time.
You mean other than getting that great book?
Which great book do you mean?
The great, not the great book, a great book. 2600 compendium.
Yeah, the best
of oddities.
How about that? It's incredible. 700 pages of hacker stories and articles over the last 25 years. All yours, autographed in your name for a pledge of $50, along with various other things that we're offering from the radio station for a pledge of $50.
Does it show you how to make a blue box?
In fact, I think that's in there.
That's
all in there. All the boxes.
Can it core A Apple?
It can do that and more. It's the book of the future. 631-632-9872. Our good friend Finn is in there. He's on the air in 10 minutes. So please be considerate of Finn and call now so that he doesn't have to scramble.
And once Finn is on the air, no more book.
No more book, but other things. He'll have other really cool things. I know that for a fact. So,
because he's a cool guy.
Sometimes people pledge twice. It does happen because we have so many cool things at this radio station. But the thing is, the coolest thing we have is the radio station itself, right? Right, I said? Question there. You hear about this story? This is incredible. 14-year-old girl in New Jersey is facing child pornography charges after she posted nearly 30 explicit nude pictures of herself on MySpace. Yeah. Did you know that? You could be charged with child pornography if you're the child? I did not know that. Wow, this is unbelievable.
So it's explicit nude or just a...
She's both the victim and the criminal in the same crime. Now, the teen, his name has not been released because of her age, was arrested and charged with possession of child pornography and distribution of child pornography. She could go away for a long time for that. Now, the ACLU has asked a federal judge to block the prosecutor from filing charges, saying that teens didn't consent to the picture's distribution and the image is not pornographic in any event. How would they know? It's called sexting. It's done by cell phone. Teenagers send sexually suggestive photos of themselves and others to one another. It's a nationwide problem for adults, apparently, that has confounded parents, school administrators, and law enforcers. Prosecutors in states including Pennsylvania, Connecticut, North Dakota, Ohio, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Wisconsin have tried to put a stop to it by charging teens who send and receive the pictures. And I don't mean charging them a fee, charging them as criminals. It's unbelievable what we're facing these days. But it's part of the emerging technology, I guess. I don't have an answer. But I think if you charge somebody with child pornography, sending pictures of themselves, that seems a bit ridiculous, right? 631-632-9872. How about these MTA cuts? Hear about these?
No, tell me about them, Eric.
Well, you call me Eric. It's Emmanuel.
No, over there, that guy.
Who? There's nobody there. You're pointing at the wall. Nice attempt at save there. They want to cut MTA services. They want to cut all kinds of trains and buses. They want to cut the Long Island Railroad, and they want to increase fares to the extent where it becomes almost impossible to use mass transit instead of driving, because driving will be so much cheaper. You haven't heard about this?
No. I mean, I gave up on the Long Island Railroad years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it should be so much better. It should be like other trains around the world that go faster, that there are more of. But instead, they want to cut. They want to increase prices and make it as unpalatable as possible. And it's just something that people have to get outraged about, because it's wrong. It's wrong to do this, to raise the subway fare and reduce the service. They want to cut the W train. They want to cut the Z train. The Z train, I could live without. I don't care about that. That's a skip-stop train. It doesn't really count. But imagine a world without the W train. Wouldn't be right. So, yeah, that's what we're facing. That's some of the reality in the world that we're facing, that we have to fight. Yeah. As you can see, we're tongue-tied. We're so outraged, we don't even know what to say about it. All right. You know, and it's also hot in here, too. You notice that? It's really stuffy.
You want me to turn on the fan?
Would you?
Not that.
Turn on the fan. Let's get some air in here. Our phone number is 631-632-9872. What are you doing? Oh, that fan. Okay, I thought you meant this one over here. Let's get one more call before we leave. One more phone call to make us feel better and to make it all worthwhile. You know, forget about the fan. It doesn't matter. We're out of here in a couple of minutes anyway. 631-632-9872. That's our phone number. Join the people who have called in already and receive, as thanks, for a pledge of $50 or more, the best of 2600 autographed in your name, as well as all kinds of WUSB memorabilia, items like shirts and hats and cups and mugs and various things like that. All you have to do, though, is call in the next couple of minutes, because we're out of here in a couple of minutes. 631-632-9872. And you can also pledge lesser amounts. You can pledge 25. You can pledge 10. You can pledge 1,000, though. Someone would come in here and pledge $1,000. I think this place would go insane for like a week. But, yeah, nobody's got the guts to do that, do they? Did I mention that we take Visa and MasterCard and Discover and American Express and all that? That's right. 631-632-987. You know, you could be helping get a phone call in here. It's fine instead of trying to turn the fan on. What's the number?
What is that number you're giving out? Why don't you give out the 1-800 number?
Does it work? Who uses 1-800 numbers anymore? All phones are free. It doesn't even cost money to make phone calls anymore. But go ahead, give that number out.
What about the 6901 number?
That's the same number. It's just a different way of saying it. Well, it's a different number, but it goes to the same place. It confuses people. Go ahead, give all the phone numbers out. I don't care.
631-632-6901.
There, try that one out, too. If you prefer that one, it's 690.1. But, you know, I think spelling WUSB is cooler.
I always hated that.
Really? Well, I like that
number. Leave the last S. It's the last for saving. You know, that
I didn't say leave off the last S, and that doesn't even make sense in that ad. Leave off the last S, that's the S for savings. Then you're leaving off the savings. You know? 1-800-MATTRESS, right?
Right.
I can't believe I just got their phone number.
What's
our phone number, and why is nobody calling?
631-632-6901.
631-632-9872, which spells WUSB. And you also had an 800 number?
Yes, but I don't know it.
It's, well, it was 1-800-394-WUSB, but I don't know if it still is. So you might get a porn line or something if you call it now, or you might get us.
There's only 3 minutes left.
Yes, and we have to start with the outro, and Finn has to start coming in here. So this is really your last chance to get the book.
I'm going to go switch places with Finn.
Would you do that? Thank you, Spiny, so much for all your help, and we'll collect on that debt later on tonight.
Two beers and an entree.
Great. 631-632-9872. I hate saying phone numbers over and over again, but sometimes you just have to. Because if you don't, one day you'll find yourself with nothing to say at all. Yeah. Our email address is otw@2600.com. And please don't write to complain about how we're always asking for money, because I know this is the month we must do that. And we hope that we hear from you. 631-632-9872. We're going to go out with a happy song, and hopefully we'll get a couple more phone calls in the 3 minutes that are left. Again, 631-632-9872, $50 pledge gets you the Best of 2600 autograph plus WUSB paraphernalia. Most of all, it gets you a radio station like WUSB. We'll see you next week. Again, 631-632-9872. Have yourself a good night. And write to us, otw@2600.com. Good night. Everybody got a high. Everybody got a low. Everybody got to be yourself. No matter where you go. You go downtown to show your face around. You got nothing that you want to hide. You want to make a friend just again and again. You want to wake up feeling satisfied. Well, if it takes the heart to make it from the start, you never have to wonder why. Life is right when you look at it right. That is something that you can't deny. Everybody got to live. Everybody got to die. Everybody got a right to feel good inside. Everybody got to have. Everybody got to look. Everybody got to be yourself. No matter where you go. Now if you trust yourself but nobody else, tell me where you're gonna go. Oh, you might as well stay all night and day at home with your radio. Now you can take it or leave it if you won't believe it, but it's all very plain to see that your sister and your brother, no matter what the color, but one big family. Everybody got to live. Everybody got to die. Everybody got a right. Everybody got a high. Everybody got a low. Everybody got to be yourself. No matter where you go. Everybody got a win. Everybody got a way. Everybody got to listen to what everybody say. Everybody got a night. Everybody got a day.
Everybody got a day. Everybody got to give a little love away. Everybody got to stand up. Look up, everybody gonna be free. Everybody got to know to live in harmony. Everybody got to be. Everybody so. Everybody got to live. Everybody got to die. Everybody got a right to feel good inside. Everybody got a high. Everybody got a low. Everybody got to be yourself. No matter where you go. Oh, all right, play on, children. I like it.
Yeah, kids, you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook, the best, the best, the best.